now time for a weekly update with our friends from Guardian Angels Central Catholic. This time around, it's Paula Petruski from Guardian Angels Central Catholic. And first of all, Paula, thanks again for taking the time to join us this week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sounds like you have lots of different activities still going on this upcoming week at GACC.
Yes, we do. For a short week, we have a ton of activities going on. First thing I have to announce is we're super excited for our high school girls softball team for making it to state. They'll play Central City in Hastings on Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we hope everybody can come and cheer them on. For our students that are planning to attend state softball, you must have your parents call or give a note to the office for permission to leave, and you need to sign out of your classes. You'll have to purchase your tickets online this year. They won't be sold at the game, and then all students are asked to wear masks in the student section, even though we're outside. They can take off their masks if they're 6 feet apart, and then they need to stay away from the team before and after the games. We don't want to wait by the dugouts to give hugs or talk, even though we'll want to for sure. And the NSAA, they really want everybody to stay away from the dugouts and keep our students safe. But we're really, really excited for the girls and hope they take state. Also, if you're looking forward to a family night out, we have what they call movie night at the barn, and that will be Friday, October 23rd. The second movie will be Saturday, October 24th, and then the last one Friday, October 30th. More information for the movie night at the barn will come home in the family envelope. Blue Jay Ping Pong Ball Drop Fundraiser will be Friday, October 30th. And again, more information will come home in the family envelope for that as well. You can also check our GACC website for that information. And this past week, our early childhood students, our 3- and 4-year-olds, they got to hold their harvest party. The weather was perfect. Each of our students received a pumpkin to take home with them. They were really excited. The pumpkins were probably weighed almost more than the little kids, but they carried those pumpkins back to the classroom and took them home. Students rotated through a variety of games that the teachers organized. And there was a lot of smiles and laughter and excitement. They had a wonderful time, and I wanted to give a big thank you to our staff who organized that opportunity for our students. And then finally this week, even though it's a short week, we have parent-teacher conferences. These conferences are scheduled at the elementary school in 15-minute increments, and we're asking parents to please wear a mask when they come to the conferences. And if you are uncertain about your child's conference time, feel free to give us a call and we will let you know what time it is. And then we're looking forward to having all of our families come to the school. We have a lot of important information to share with you. And then, of course, Friday, there will not be school, so we hope everybody has a chance to enjoy time with their family. So I think all I have this week.
It's a short week, but a busy week at Guardian Angels Central Catholic. And of course, if you can't make it out to state softball in Hastings, you can join us for all the action on 107.9 The Bull. And again, Paula, thanks again for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
That'll do it for this week's update here on KTIC.